got a very, very special, special guest coming up. He's been with us several times. He is a great representative, the 22nd District, Dr. William Pettit, State Representative William Pettit, and that includes Plainville and part of New Britain. And Doctor, so great to have you on our program. The two of us are two of your big fans.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Brad and Dad. Glad you guys could safely skip through the blizzard and make it into work this morning.
I love you.
Dr. Pettit in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And, Doctor, of course, you're a member of the legislature's Public Health Committee, and you sat through that long hearing this week on whether marijuana should be legalized for recreational purposes. I guess it ended sometime at 1:30 in the morning. But what was it like, that hearing? What did you hear at that hearing?
A variety of viewpoints. The three representatives that put it forward felt it's something we should go forward with. It's going to be surrounding us. Massachusetts has legalized it. Rhode Island's considering it. Maine has apparently legalized it. Some people expressing sort of a libertarian point of view that adults should be free to imbibe as they see fit. Some people feel it is not a dangerous drug, and that alcohol and other drugs that are currently available are perhaps more dangerous. On the other hand, the people against it put forward a lot of information where they felt it was a concern, especially with children and the issues of evaluating driving while under impaired, operating machinery, etc.
Have you decided what you think yet?
I think we need a lot more information. I think there's pretty clear data on the developing brain issues. Appears the human brain continues to develop to about the age of 23 to 25. There's a long-term study out of New Zealand called the Dunedin Study, where they compared data from folks when they're 13 years old and followed them for many years to when they're on an average of 38, so a quarter century later. The people who have been exposed to marijuana in their teen years, especially during puberty and up until 25, that 25 years later had IQ scores that were about 8 points lower, had lower test scores on executive function, memory, etc. There's been several other smaller trials that have duplicated this. There's a lot of concern for children, and if this becomes freely available, how there will be perhaps more access to the kids who are at most risk. In addition, there was a fair amount of testimony on the driving under the influence issue. Depending on whose data you look at, there's been more accidents or the same amount, more fatalities or the same amount. The data appears to be kind of mixed. But clearly, the level of THC, because it's a fat-soluble compound, in the blood or else other ways that you can measure it, don't correlate well with function. So there's not an easy way to, it doesn't appear to be that there's going to be an easy blood or other kind of test to look at an impairment. And it'll put law enforcement at the having to make assessments on the roadside as to whether someone's functionally capable of driving safely.
You know, Doctor, what I can't understand is for people like myself who are trying to wrap themselves around this issue, you mentioned the data, and you're going to get the pro-marijuana forces who come up with all this data that makes it look very convincing.
That's
and
right.
Then you're going to get the anti-marijuana forces that come up with all this data, which make it convincing. So how do we make up our minds?
Well, just what you said, Doctor. Just what you said this morning. Nobody else has even touched on this program.
Well, I think that's part of the public health committee's responsibility. You want to see how the data was collected. Was it collected in a scientific fashion? Was it analyzed appropriately? The people and the intention to study was sort of the plan to study followed. Were it was data that was collected that didn't agree with perhaps the researcher's hypothesis thrown out. So it's important to look at the study design, where it was done, how it was done, before you can make an evaluation of whether that study is available. I think a reasonable point for both points of view is that the big study is going on right now in Colorado, and we have preliminary data from Colorado, so certainly a number of people testified or legislators commented that perhaps we need to wait for more data to be available from what is happening in Colorado, because we have a living, ongoing experiment. I guess another issue that there's a number of neurobiologists, neuroscientists at Yale that have been studying this issue for many years, and I've sat down and spoken with them, and people who are genetically susceptible to disorders with psychosis, disorders such as schizophrenia, the use of marijuana appears to precipitate in some people. It's not a large percentage of people. It's not thousands of people. It's a small number. But diseases with psychosis and diseases like schizophrenia are very, very costly, create a lot of morbidity in society. So it's important to look at the pros and cons. As you both well know, we've approved medical marijuana for a relatively narrow set of indications because there's not a lot of great data for half a dozen different indications. There's pretty good data that marijuana, some of the components of marijuana can be helpful. A lot of times the component may not be the THC, but the CBD or cannabidiol component in the marijuana. So I think there's a lot more for us to learn before we make this available on a open basis to the entire society, and I think we certainly the Public Health Committee takes this responsibility seriously in terms of being sure that we're going to protect our most vulnerable citizens, the children.
Do you have an opinion on whether marijuana should be legalized for recreational purposes?
I am tending to lean against right now because of the issue related to the children, because I'm not sure how we keep it away from the children. And where it has become available, obviously the exposure to children, you say, in the 12 to 17 age range has gone up significantly. So I think for me, that's sort of the touchstone issue to make sure that the children are protected as much as possible. I know the counter argument is that we have things like alcohol, and alcohol certainly causes a lot of devastation in society. And I can't disagree with people. If alcohol was brand new, discovered last week, that alcohol would have a hard time becoming legalized given the morbidity and mortality associated with alcohol. But obviously that cat's been out of the bag for a few million years, so I don't know that we're obviously going to change alcohol. We tried it once in our country's history, and it wasn't helpful. And I understand the arguments about prohibition, that prohibition sometimes doesn't solve the issue later, but I think at this point we may need to gather more data and allow Colorado to play itself out a little further. And I think that's giving Massachusetts a little bit of pause and having them slow down a little bit before they go forward on a full-time basis.
Dr. Pettit, 28 minutes after 8, it's just tremendous having you on our program. We're together again, Dan and myself, and we're delighted to have you here. And let me just make a political statement. I am so glad that you were elected to the House, and I hope that you will continue to participate in politics.
Well, I appreciate that, Brad, and I appreciate you allowing a variety of people to come on and let you know what their opinions are. And as I say, there, you may be able to get someone else from the Public Health Committee who's got a slightly different opinion than me, but we have a good group of people from both sides of the aisle looking at this issue, and I know it's going to be carefully considered. And, you know, practical point of view may be one that you guys may have discussed. The governor has come out right from the get-go saying that he was completely opposed to this. So my perception right now is that I don't think there's enough votes in the legislature up there to overturn a governor's veto at this point from either point of view.
And that's a key point. We've got about 30 seconds left, Doctor. But do you see this committee, off of what you just said, bringing this bill up for a vote?
Good question. I think we're supposed to meet later today on that issue, so
I guess
more news at 11. The meeting's been delayed because of the snow, so I think we're going to discuss it later today.
Terrific. Doctor, thank you for being
a guest. Thanks a million.
Okay, guys, listen, have a great day and a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.